Are you ready to play another game?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So how much do you know about professional sports, would you say?
Danielle is just laughing.
Danielle's just laughing and shaking
her head. I'm just like, I saw a man watch basketball for the first time in quarantine, and I was like, is he going to cry? Like, I just didn't. I'm like, it's a ball, and they're running, and I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Any of it.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised in a feminist household in Dallas, Texas, and my mother was very anti-football, very anti-video games. So there's a lot of like cultural things I don't understand.
You know what? It's totally going to be fine. Okay. So we're going to describe a professional sports team mascot as if it was walking down a fashion show runway.
Okay. We know about that.
So, and then you can give us the team. You can give us the city. You can give us the state.
Well, we'll try.
And Madison, this first one is for you.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. This mister has a permanent smize on his gigantic baseball head. So big, you can fit an whole Empire State of Mind right in there. And all of that exposed stitching really shows off its curves.
I know it's New York. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that gets you a point.
Oh.
Madison.
Is this easy? What's the answer, though?
So it's the mascot is he's a giant baseball for the New York Mets. And if you don't know about the Mets, I only know because my husband is a huge fan of the Mets. And if you want to know how good of a team the Mets are, sometimes the mascot, I would say, is the best player.
Oh.
Well, that's a good look for them.
That's
you know what I mean?
For, cute, good for that mascot.
Cute on the mascot.
You know,
exactly.
They're really putting a face to a name.
You know,
brand.
What I mean? Vibe.
That's yeah, right. We love what that mascot's doing.
Snaps.
I love Ophira that you told a sports joke and both Danielle and Madison were like, oh.
That's cute.
We don't understand.
They don't get it at all.
We don't. That's not really our culture. But we're here to, you know, we're good sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're good sports.
Yeah, right. Right on. All right, Danielle, this is for you.
Okay.
Do the Village People have an opening? Because Steely McBeam positively struts in his hard hat, black bib overalls, and yellow plaid shirt.
That's it? That's the clue?
That's the clue. Steely McBeam is maybe a clue.
So steel town, steel mill. I don't
think about a sports team having to do with that word.
With steel, Steelers?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yes,
wow.
Pittsburgh.
I'm
that
like,
is correct.
That's a team mascot.
Sounds cute.
Yeah. Is he single? Are the Steelers single?
I don't know. I'm not sure what canon is as far as his
That should be part of the, you should let us know if they're single or not. Then that'll be helpful. Yeah.
Just the mascot. Yeah.
It's important.
These are all single mascots, by the way.
Let us know. Okay.
Okay, Madison.
Yes.
Stuff the Magic Dragon is serving up green with pink ears, a blue unibrow, and stars popping out of his head, and the shirt with no pants? Oh, très avant-garde. He looks like he came straight from Disney World, but his home is at the nearby Amway Center.
Well, okay.
A unibrow.
I don't know. Okay, first of all, a full eyebrow is very in vogue right now. Okay.
It is very in vogue.
Like all of us who plucked our eyebrows to death in the early 2000s are really struggling right now.
It's
so
true.
Kudos to this dragon for keeping the facial hair real.
Didn't know this dragon was the Karlie Kloss of, 2020.
Is this dragon working for Glossier? Because it's like really serving right now.
Right?
Giving a dewy magic.
It's
okay,
very
I don't
pretty.
Know. I'm assuming, okay, so Disney World is in Florida. Orlando.
Yes!
You got it!
The Orlando Magic is the team.
Interesting.
Like Puff the Magic Dragon?
So it's a take on Puff the Magic Dragon called Stuff the Magic Dragon.
Feels like copyright infringement.
I know.
Like someone's really overstepping on the trademark, you know?
I don't know what any of these things are, so I'm just very lost.
I wasn't afraid to be you and me, kid, but I went to Montessori school, so I know who Puff the Magic
Dragon. Yeah, all right.
I have no idea. I grew up in the hood in Dallas. Shout out Oak Cliff, Texas. You know, baby, we didn't know about no Puff the Magic. We know about a different Puff the Magic Dragon.
Well, so. Yeah. So, exactly.
I guess.
So you know, Stuff is holding.
Well, okay.
All right, this is the last one. Danielle, it is for you.
Okay.
Bringing that Mardi Gras energy to the runway, it's Sir Saint. With his gold helmet and fleur-de-lis, he's almost charismatic enough to make you forget his chin looks like a butt.
I know this. I know this because I love New Orleans. It's the Saints.
That's right. The New Orleans Saints.
They're a football team.
That's right.
Yes. You got a ball.
That's right.
Yes, I mean, caught it. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Goal. Slam dunk.
All of it.
Boom shakalaka.
In your face. Just really, Danielle's giving it right now. She's serving.
Well done. You guys did great.
Yay.
Two games. You won everything. You got them all. Such a pleasure. So much fun. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much, Madison.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. This is a blast.
This is really fun.
Coming up, Heidi Schreck from What the Constitution Means to Me joins us for the cutest civics lesson ever. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.